there beside your wife.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Miles who?
This is Miles' title, man.
Reaching somebody out there. Supposed to be a one.
How much of that did you record?
I don't know. I just start and stop at random points in time, and nothing makes any sense, and I don't know.
I was doing the whole Pink Floyd thing, and then you, like, just totally started recording.
Hey, I want to tell you that the scourge of the phone company, you got call waiting?
We have all that, yeah.
You got everything. You got, like, the everything package at your house.
Because I'm rich.
Yeah, I know. You're rich.
Rich.
And that's, like, the biggest scam on people is to get them to pay for call waiting.
Yeah.
And then, you know what that forces me to do?
What?
When I call at 9 o'clock on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
As I do every week.
Yes.
And you have call waiting, and then you click over, or, you know, somebody clicks over.
Yeah.
Says they're on the phone. And then call back later or whatever. You know what that makes me do?
What?
Pay for that freaking minute that I had to talk to somebody who's going to tell me to call back later.
Oh, oh. Oh, boy.
That's all call waiting does. If I would have got a busy signal, I would have known.
Yeah.
I'll call back later.
Yeah.
No, I get ring through, and then I get the big brush. And
yeah. That wasn't me who did that. It was my wife.
Yeah, I know. I'm not naming names here. You can name names if you like.
Well, I'll pass that along.
You know, but, you know, 9 o'clock on Sunday for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
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 You know how many minutes that is?
A lot.
A lot of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't happen every week, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you are at your house, but around here, 9 o'clock on Sunday, I got something to do.
Yeah.
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 Evidently, your house, it's just free-for-all, 24 hours a day.
Yeah. That's what they call a grab ass.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
And not just your own.
That's right.
But yeah, the call waiting, it's just a way for the phone company to get another minute out of you.
That, you know, you might be right.
Or out of somebody else.
You might be right.
You know?
Yeah, no. You're
oh,
right.
Hold on. I got another call. And then you click over. It's like, oh, you know, how many times do you take the call versus not take the call?
I sometimes not take it.
Seriously? Well, I know. That's what I am. I never. No, I mean, you know, you usually click over. You don't. Whoever you're talking to originally, you don't get rid of normally.
Right.
Yeah. It's probably like an 80-20 split.
Yeah.
Where you take the other caller only about 20% of the time, otherwise they get the brush. So they're eating all the minutes.
Yeah.
All the other callers.
What? You know, yeah. I don't know. I didn't invent the thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you.
Don't come to me with
all that. All you are is a tool for the man. That's all you are.
I take it you don't have call waiting.
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
I don't have anything. I got like the nothing package.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard your wife say that.
All I got is a phone line, and that's it. And I've got all these extra pieces of crap on it they're charging me for.
Yeah. You got a nothing package.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ignore it and move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you thinking about my package.
Yeah.
The minimal amount of time.
There's nothing, man.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, what's going on?
Well, I have a funny story about my wife tonight, which I think you'll enjoy because you seem like you're mad at her tonight.
Well, no, I'm not mad. I just, you know, well, yeah, I am mad. Wait a minute, I'm mad.
Well, I have the balls to say you're mad then, don't.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. Every Sunday at 9, I mean, how hard is it to remember after 2 years that she got like some kind of traumatic brain injury or... I mean, do you, you know.
You know, I'll pass this along. We'll see.
I'm just telling you, I realize that things come up, but please.
Yeah. I don't know.
I kind of have a good memory for these things.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't.
I'm just telling you.
All right. right.
I don't know how many times I got the brush out from your wife on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
This was 2 weeks in a row, so that's why I probably am pissed about it. Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, we went swimming at the local public pool.
Oh, really? They allowed you back in there again?
Yeah. And we had been there for a while, and it was kind of hot out. We all went to the snack area and had some soda.
Were you going in the pool as well?
Yeah.
They allowed you in the pool?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any bathing suit or...
Birthday suit.
Yeah, is that... You just wear your birthday suit in the public pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you left out an L in the spelling. You just thought it was a pubic pool, and so... You decided to put your pubics right on in there.
No. Unfortunately, this is not a story about my pubic area.
You know, in your swim trunks, you know, have that kind of netting?
Yeah.
It really is just a really tight hairnet to keep all the pubics in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't you realize that?
You know, I'd never really thought of it that way, but sure. I'm kind of glad you pointed that out.
Just a tighter mesh.
A mesh.
Yeah. So you actually went swimming at the public pool.
Yeah, and...
Did you wear a t-shirt?
No, should I have? Or?
I don't know. I was just wondering, you know, because of your girth.
I pretty much fit in with just about 90% of the people there. It's really not anything...
So when everyone says, get that whale off the beach, a lot of heads turn, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it was really, you know, I'm right in the thick of it, you know. I mean, really.
All right, so, go ahead.
I'm in this, like, fenced-off snack area, which is, like, next to, like, the baby wading pool, which...
The little pee pool.
The pee pool, which, you know, it's like a foot deep, and it's... I don't know, like 10 foot by 15 foot or something.
It's got about a 50-50 ratio of water to urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my wife's like, well, I'm going to go over there and by the baby pool while you guys finish your pop. So she goes over there. She sits down and she starts dangling her feet into this baby pool.
Uh-huh.
Now, in this baby pool area, there's a... mother, probably in her mid-20s, with an infant, maybe a year, 6 months, maybe a year or so, I don't know.
All right.
Also, there appears to be either the father of the baby, or maybe this girl's boyfriend, or husband, or whatever. He appears to be in his 20s.
Okay.
And there's also a boy that's about 10 years old.
A 10-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got the picture now.
So yeah, your wife, two 20-year-olds with a year-old baby and a 10-year-old.
Yes. Now, the two guys are kind of in the pool, kind of throwing a ball around, right?
Okay.
And the mom is kind of playing with the baby.
Yeah.
Right? And all as my wife's coming in, she kind of is catching, like, part of a conversation, something about the baby being dirty.
Oh, like poopy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the people are kind of having a discussion about it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so my wife, you know, sits down, puts her feet in the water, and,
Even though she heard the dirt, the baby was probably poopy.
Yeah. And now my wife is noticing that there's, like, something floating on the water. Like, brown pellets or something. But it still hasn't clicked in her head that it's not fecal matter, you know?
Right.
She's thinking it's leaves or something, or she's not sure.
Okay.
But she continues to leave her feet in the fecal pool.
Right.
Right? So, the mother takes off with the children, or with the little baby, I should say.
Right.
And apparently she went to go tell one of the lifeguards, because all of a sudden, like, this 16-year-old girl shows up with, like, a skimmer. And start skimming out the baby shit. Right? So at this point,
You're still with your wife's feet in it?
My wife has finally realized that, you know, there's shit in the pool. Right?
Yeah.
But meanwhile, the baby's father, this 10-year-old boy, continue to stay in the pool, throwing the ball around. Even though there's baby shit clearly in the pool.
Yeah, were they like dunking their heads underneath and blowing out water?
No, but I mean, they were like running around, throwing a football around, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the lifeguard's like, you know, you guys might want to get out of the water, you know. And they're like, oh, well, all right, you know. They weren't like really, you know, keen on getting out. Even though it had fecal matter.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe that's their lives, you know.
And I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you...
Well, first of all, let me say that, you know, I apologize for my former statement that if your wife can't put it together, the kid's dirty with little brown things floating in the pool, then maybe she can't remember that 9 o'clock on Sunday is the time we always do this stuff. So my condolences to you, and I hope she stays on her medication.
Yeah.
Well,
she came home and took a nice hot shower.
As opposed to being slipping off of it as she did while you were at the pool this last week.
I was so happy that it wasn't me in the pool. That's what I was happy. I was happy to be drinking my pop.
I think you're probably happy it wasn't your fecal matter in the pool.
I know. But, I mean, you have a little daughter, a lovely little daughter.
Yeah.
And if you were at a pool, a public pool, and she'd crapped in the pool.
Right.
Wouldn't you kind of tell people, hey, you
I probably would. If that scenario ever set itself up, which I don't think it's going to.
But, yeah.
Just because I don't think I'll be at the public pool.
I know it's a stretch in it for you.
Right.
I'm just saying.
For the very same reasons that you're describing.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I probably would say, you know, hey, had a little accident here. You may want to get out for a little while they sanitize.
Or would you continue swimming in it?
Well, I don't think if I was the guy and the 10-year-old boy or whatever, I wouldn't be hanging around the kiddie pool playing in it anyway.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody knows it's a piss pool.
Yeah, well,
at the very least.
It's a crap pool, too.
Yeah, evidently it's a crap pool as well.
Yeah.
Those little swimmers just aren't made like they used to be. You know?
Oh, man.
They don't hold in the solids.
Well, I guess these are like little rabbit turds.
Oh, so they kind of snuck out.
Yeah.
Either that or this kid had a tremendous amount of force behind it.
I don't know.
Oh, so how's your wife's feet? Did she have any open cuts on it or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Did she get any infections because of this baby crap?
I don't think so.
Baby crap is pretty.
Yeah. Did she think somebody poured some string peas or carrots into the pool?
She thought it was leaves or something. I don't know what she was thinking. But...
Well, maybe they're vegetarians.
I don't know. But, I mean, really, would you stay in the pool?
No, I wouldn't stay. I wouldn't even be at the stupid pool to begin with.
I mean, how... I don't know. I just don't get it.
I am so cheap and mortified by being in those public places like that I would never be there. Number one, I wouldn't buy a soda at the pool because it probably cost you like $5 for a couple sodas. And then I wouldn't be there because of exactly what happened. Because that would, in my mind, that would have already happened before we arrived at the gate. So I wouldn't even want to go in there. I just squirt myself with a hose in the backyard.
Okay. I think you just squirt yourself, period. But,
yeah, well, there you go. Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of kids.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. I want to tell you the kindness of people here.
Uh-oh.
We went to the children's zoo this morning when it was free. And
I told my wife this morning that this is what you were going to do. I knew this was going to happen this morning.
Well, because, you know, I can't pay.
Yeah, I know.
And if you get there between 9 and 10 or whatever, it's free.
I know, but you go there like every week. I told my wife this. I go, I know, you know, Bob will go to the free zoo this morning. I know it.
So I go to the free zoo.
Yeah.
And evidently I lost my wallet.
Yeah.
And I get home, there's this nice phone call. About me losing my, you know, say, you know, Mr. Lament, we found your wallet in the pygmy goat pen.
Yeah.
And would you kindly please come pick it up?
Yeah.
And so I went to get it, and evidently one of these pygmy goats became physically attached to my wallet after I dropped it, evidently.
Yeah.
And so that's why it didn't get stolen, and the handler had to use one of those shocker things to get him off of it. So I got my wallet back, but of course my money's a little bit jizzed up. But other than that,
oh man,
it's no, I'm just joking.
Yeah,
Miles tried to like prank me by calling and saying he was the children's zoo, and then I lost my wallet there. I didn't go to the children's zoo today.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
you ruined my prediction.
Yeah, no, I did not go to the free children's zoo. I wouldn't tell my father-in-law, but other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I just made up that story. But I thought I'd get back at you since you tried to prank me. Unsuccessful prank. I don't know how anybody could so poorly disguise their voice on my answering machine as you did. I mean, you might as well just said your name. I'm trying to prank you. I'm calling from the St. Louis Children's Zoo.
What? That was a good voice.
You sound just like you.
Hi, Cole.
Yeah.
Calling from the St. Louis Zoo.
No, it sounded just like you.
Hey,
it wasn't a good
please.
Voice at all.
Oh, please.
Yeah. I'm please. Like, what's Miles doing calling me saying he's from the Children's Zoo? That's the most bizarre thing I think I've ever heard.
I think you probably go there every week since it's free. I don't know.
Well, it is free. Hey, you know.
It's free.
And you know what? I don't even buy any soda.
You know, that's up to you. That's a personal decision, you know?
It's always free at the zoo.
Oh, jeez.
I know, you can't understand, you know.
I don't know.
My attachment to getting free things or something.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, I really, you know. Other than your wife's fecal matter, I don't even know what we're talking about. No, I should say. Was it like a commercial or like Madge says, it's fecal matter, your feet are soaking in it. Oh, my feet feel so smooth. Baby poop is the best thing for me. Miles, look, my broken foot is miraculously healed because of the miracle of baby poop. Look! Please look underneath my toenails.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess there won't be any toe sucking this week in your agenda.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Won't be any toe sucking going on there.
Oh, man.
All right, as there already been.
Hey, it's free.
Hey, it's free.
It's free. Don't cost nothing.